Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson. I am an educator, author, speaker, nurse, and very passionate about healthy and balanced living. That's why I overcame my technical challenges this morning. My host call-in did not work for at least 5 minutes. But you know what? It's all good. We're here. So I want to welcome you, and I'm going to start talking about how does stress affect your brain. It's 7 out of 5. So what are some of the symptoms that we see? Headaches. What happens when we have a headache and we don't take care of it? It can turn into migraine, lead to a brain aneurysm, stroke, or other disease. As you can see, it goes from minimum to maximum. It does a lot of things depending on what's happening. So signs of stress that affect your brain are headaches, migraines, blurred vision, lack of focus, feeling guilty. I can't do this. I'm too stressed out. Well, there are some ways to reduce that. Hyperventilating, being moody. I'm sure we all have experienced one or two or more of these symptoms. So let's see how we can reduce the stress that we do not go to where I just talked about the symptoms are. For example, taking regular breaks, 5 to 10 minutes, is really important. Getting up, walking around, moving around, drinking a glass of water, doing some stretches. They don't have to be super duper crazy stretches. And they don't have to be such that you feel uncomfortable doing it because you're not dressed accordingly. Just do whatever you can. And of course, the best of all, my favorite, is the breathing exercise. I just learned that if you breathe in through your nose to the count of 4, and then hold your breath to the count of 7, and then exhale to the count of 8 through your mouth, you get the most positive effect out of it. Reason why: the 4 count is to get clean air in. The 7 count is to allow your body to accumulate all the toxins. And with the 8 count, the exhale through your mouth, you blow out everything that is not good for your body. So when you do that 3 to 5 times in a row, you should feel rejuvenated, relaxed. I've done it, and it really worked with me. And then also, of course, drinking a glass of water always helps, because when you drink, you cannot think about negative things. Otherwise, you can't swallow. So there's all a whole bunch of little tricks that actually help us to get there. Shifting your thoughts to something positive is another good one. I also like using game strategy to solve a problem. Remember when you watched Mary Poppins and she said, in every job that must be done, there is an element of fun? Well, try to go that route. Make everything fun, easy, profitable, happy, joyful, and you will not stress. Another one is, when you feel stressed, you feel guilty. Let that go. Forgive yourself. And when you forgive yourself, you don't feel stressed anymore and you can move on. Also, a good one that you might want to do is to document your stress-induced headaches with their intensity, duration, and frequency before going to the doctor, because these statistics help your doctor to diagnose you faster and more accurately. So that is pretty darn awesome, because I've tried it with some relatives of mine, and it worked great. Now I'm going to give you, I gave you the what to do's. Now I'm going to give you the what not to do is popping pills. OTC is over the counter. Just go and get yourself pills. It's not good. Why? Because they only disguise the symptoms. And you actually need to go to the root of the problem so so you can put a change in. Ignoring the headaches does not really help, and to dwell on it definitely does not help. So having given you those few things, what are your thoughts about it? How will you treat or deal with your next headache? Will you differentiate between a stress headache or a headache that you get with elevation change, or a headache because you have a head injury or so? Can you actually differentiate between those two? Remember, I am not a doctor. I'm a nurse and a teacher and all that, but I do not give prescriptions. I just make suggestions. So when in doubt, ask your doctor what he or she thinks you should do. But keep track of the headaches, because you want to avoid going into the extreme that happens when you don't take care of things that are chronic, that it might lead to migraines, which are no fun at all. And when you have too many migraines, it might actually lead to a brain aneurysm, a blood clot that gets loose and it starts plugging up your brain, and then you get a stroke, or you might get some other diseases. Avoid all these things. Avoid stress. Avoid blurry vision, lack of focus, feeling guilty, hyperventilating, being moody. Avoid all those things by taking your 5 to 10 minute breaks regularly. When you're at work, you might not be able to take 10 minutes every hour, but you definitely should be taking 5 to 10 minutes every 2 hours. Use it when you go to the bathroom. When you sit on the toilet, you can do some breathing exercises, stretch some with your toes, flex them, retract them, do a whole bunch of stuff. Just moving around to go to the bathroom is a good one. Then always drink a glass of water so you're hydrated. Doing all these things can really, really help you reduce your stress, which we really want, because living in stress only creates havoc. It does not help, and it definitely is not healthy. Please don't ignore it and don't dwell on it, but deal with it. I do have a link there for a free gift for you, and it's on bebrainfit.com/effective-chronic-stress-brain. And it has quite a lot of information for you to look at to get more ideas, because I just touched the tip of the iceberg with what I said. Again, first of all, the technical little challenges, not being able to call in because I was punctual. It's the Swiss in me. And, just going through it again as somebody who's been there, has done that. Luckily, I've never had a brain aneurysm and I never had a stroke, but I definitely had really nasty headaches and I had one migraine in my life. And I said, that's enough. So let's say goodbye to stress and live a happy, healthy, and balanced life. So I did give you the free gift with the bebrainfit.com, effects chronic stress brain. My contact information is http://www.mikkelknight.com. That's MikkelKnight.com. My email is dythomson@mikkelknight.com. My phone number, 562-335-4956. So you can either call me with questions or suggestions or text me. And I always love hearing from my audience because it helps improve what I'm saying, how I'm doing it, and everything else, and definitely clarify when you state that you have some questions or suggestions. So I really appreciate that. For right now, I'm going to say next week, we're going to talk about how does stress affect your marriage and how we can actually de-stress so our marriage is going to be a happy and successful one and a long-lasting one. And I do have quite a bit of information on that because I've been married for 36 years to the same wonderful man. We had our ups and downs, but that's what marriage is all about, to learn from each other. And for right now, I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And please go check out your free gift. And do not forget to write to me with questions, suggestions, call or text me or email me, whichever one is better for you. I wish you all a most wonderful week. And until next week, take care.